our time with Zach from Citizens and Saints.
It's precious, isn't
it? It's so good, you're going to want to hear it again.
Over and over and over again.
Over again.
Hey, this is Zach's and Citizens and Saints' first time in our Riot Christmas show.
It's so true.
This is the first momentous occasion.
Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Oh, man, Merry Christmas. I'm feeling pretty honored right now.
It is an honor. It's a privilege. No, it's anyone's welcome, actually.
Well, not anyone.
Yes, there are some qualifiers with it, but we're happy to have you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Zach. So talk Christmas with us, man. What are your Christmas plans?
Oh, man. Well, we're out here in the Northwest in Seattle, and we're basically like a Midwest family because we've got four kids. And well, that's probably not. I think most Midwest families, they've got like 12, but yes. We're working on
Be the whole farm. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So we got a lot of kids, a lot of big family, and we have a good time just hanging out here. All of our family's on the East Coast, so we've kind of made some good traditions with friends out here. So it's a lot of fun. We actually just had a little bit of snow the other day, which rarely happens in Seattle, so I kind of started things off, got a couple snowmen built and a couple good snowball fights going.
Right on, man. So what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know that I've even gotten a gift on Christmas for like 10 years.
Really?
Well, no, it's not bad. It's just that my wife and I, we just would rather
just don't exchange
spend money on other stuff.
Sure. We got that.
So it's great. But there is a baseball hat I'm really wanting this year, so we'll see if that happens.
Zach, like, I hope
you wanted something more, didn't you?
No, that's not it. It's just that in talking to you, I'm so ashamed because, I mean,
he has had a list since like September.
I mean, not only have I had a list for 3 months that I've distributed to every single family member. And
I'm sure. Yeah.
When am I going to grow up, Zach? Like, when am I going to be like you?
We'll work on it.
Yes,
we'll
please. I think this is nice to have this conversation for the Christmas show, because then maybe for the new year, we should also check in with Zach again on ways to get you better to be more like him. So
it could be. There we go. I'll send you a pamphlet.
Yes, please. If you could quickly write a book.
I think it, honestly, it's going to look like an encyclopedia set to get me to where you are right now.
Oh, my God. No. I'm sure there's some deep, some deep wounds down in my heart that where I didn't get some gifts that I wanted over the years. So you just wait for the right moment and maybe some angst will pop out.
Or maybe you guys,
I'll be right there.
You guys get together, and then when you're done with your meeting, Zach, you're more like Obi, and suddenly you've got an Amazon wish list, and Obi, you're more like Zach, and you're fine, and you're really not exchanging anything, and I won't know what to do with both of you.
Maybe my list will just get shorter. Maybe that's the answer. It could get shorter over time,
then
eventually I'll say, what do I need that the forest cannot provide, and I won't need.
You won't need anything else.
No, I'll be good.
All those Blu-rays, forget about it.
So, okay, Zach, you don't want anything. You just want to experience world peace and joy and harmony.
And the hat. No, he mentioned that.
And the hat.
Yes,
and the hat.
And the hat. Yeah. I got to have a hat if I'm going to enjoy that stuff.
So talk to me about, because, the rest of the band, you guys don't exchange presents with each other?
No. Gosh, we're pretty terrible, I guess. I guess there's been an occasion. You know what? Actually, that's not true. Every year we do have a Christmas party, and we did one of those white elephant gift exchanges for years.
Yeah.
And then I've never been a huge, huge fan of those because I just wind up with like somebody's like old, I don't know, shoe or something that they think is funny that I don't actually want. So we started doing a vinyl exchange, which has been pretty fun. So everybody brings a record, their favorite record, and then kind of puts into the pile, and we get it out. It kind of like a white elephant style thing, but you walk away with a pretty cool record. So that's kind of, I guess, the way that we exchange.
That's
gifts.
A great idea,
dude. That is a spectacular one.
You could do a Blu-ray one too if you didn't want to do a vinyl one. So
I mean, it's a little more my speed, but the vinyl thing is great.
I love the idea of just making it a theme, because then you're right. A lot of times with company parties or friend parties, people are obligated to feel like they have to bring a gift, but then no one really wants what anybody gets. So this way it makes it better.
Yeah, you walk even, and even if you don't have a record player, some of the people don't. They end up getting one just because they had a record now. So
yeah,
kind of fun.
Well, and if nothing else, you put that vinyl on the wall and people will think you're a connoisseur of fine music, even if you aren't.
They'll think you're so cool.
Yes.
Yeah. I wish I could
That's
be like that
guy. That's a good
idea.
That's great.
We're talking to Zach from Citizens and Saints, who wants nothing but is going to have a merrier Christmas than you. So I'm excited about it.
Well, I'm going to do my best.
Zach,
hey, you still have a day or so. Just you can ramp up still. You can add some more. You can get some more in there. This Zach's first time, like I said, on our Riot Christmas show. He doesn't know. He doesn't know how we operate with
I'm just telling
We're very
you
materialistic.
That, like, I know. I'm ashamed of myself. I've spent the last 6 minutes feeling ashamed.
Normally, more of our bands are that way, too. So this is refreshing.
Well, dude.
Oh, man. Well, I'm sorry that I've brought some. Shame on you.
Oh, no. We can. Listen, we can bring it back.
We're fine.
It's just great ideas.
You know, like I said, we could still meet up and talk through it. And, you know, I'll give you a couple pointers if you need them.
I, for real, like, somebody get me out of this mess that I'm in. So,
Zach, not that bad.
No, I'm not. It's, I'm better than a lot of people and humble too. So, don't worry about it.
Thankfully, Zach hopefully knows you enough. You're teasing.
You know, maybe I just need to grow that beard.
Oh, yeah, that'd be
that
good.
Might help.
That would
oh,
be.
No. You probably won't like to hear this, and I shaved my beard.
Did you? Oh. Now, Zach, you need to start with that. What happened?
We don't even know what you look like anymore.
I know. You might not even be talking to the person you think. It was time to shave my beard. I'd had it for like 4 years not unshaved, and so now I got a little mustache going on.
Ugh.
And just giving that a shot. So, you know.
What was...
Don't think less of me.
Oh, I already do, but what was the impetus? Was it you or was it your wife? Because I feel like it was your wife.
Oh, no, it wasn't. I mean, she was a little bit like, all right, I haven't seen your face for 4 years. And when I shaved it, she kind of like...
Did she miss it?
She laughed, cried.
Oh,
She hadn't seen me in so long that she was just like, who are you? or at least the lower half of my face, and my kids cried, and it was quite an ordeal.
Hey.
But it was—it's all good. I mean, it was kind of good fun for me. I didn't mind the tears. So I think I was just—it was just time to change it up. I don't know. I don't have hair in my head, so I had to go somewhere.
Yeah, I still remember. I wasn't very old. I don't know how old, but I remember my dad shaving his mustache and me screaming.
And he had
because I've never seen him without a mustache.
It's like, kind of crazy.
Yeah. I think I was like two years old or something.
I was telling, you know, my wife, the thing that's funny, you know, if you have like the hair in your head, you get it cut short or even you dye it, it doesn't really change your appearance that much. But when you have hair that covers up half of your face and then all of a sudden it's not there, that definitely, I mean, you look like a completely different person.
Yeah.
So that'll mess with some minds.
Yeah.
I even have friends that I've seen recently that I'll be like, hey, man, what's up? And they kind of walk by me like,
who are you?
I don't know who you are. Yeah.
Yes, they won't even know you. Aw. Yeah.
So do you think it's because they don't recognize you or they're just ashamed?
I think it's both.
Okay.
All right. Leave Zach alone now.
Well, hey, look, we're just having talk time, Nikki.
I know you
we're
are.
Just having some
this is good. This is totally good.
It's good. All right.
I just want to get it all on the table, you know? All on the table.
Zach, I appreciate that about you, man.
Yeah, Zach from Citizens and Saints. Dude, it has been great to talk to you. Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to you guys, too. Thanks for having me on.
Right on. Hang on just
Hang
a second.
Tight. So,
he doesn't want anything, and he doesn't even have a... Nikki,
He wants the hat, but his beard is gone.
He's ascended so far that he had to grow the beard, but now he's grown past the beard. Do you understand that?
It's a whole
nother
level.
He's grown past the beard.
It is. It's this whole new thing.